In September of 2016, Tim Soper of Morris, Illinois, received a letter from the State Board of Elections. The letter informed him that personal data from his voter registration may have been compromised in a cybersecurity breach. This didn't come as much of a surprise.
I'm just sort of conditioned to the fact that our private data really isn't private. It's one of those things that I've just kind of become used to.
Across Illinois, cyber attacks have become an uneasy status quo. In 2016, both the Board of Elections and the state Republican Party were targets of successful cyber intrusions. The attacks have generated lingering questions about the hackers' identities, their motives, and how best to secure sensitive data at the state level. The Board of Elections became aware of unusual activity in its voter database on July 12th.
We caught that data was going out to a place that it ought not be going.
Ken Menzel serves as general counsel for the board. After discovering the breach, he says, the board shut down the website as a precautionary measure. Meanwhile, they worked with the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security to investigate what had happened. The board's IT team was also able to recreate actions taken by the hackers in order to discover which data had been compromised.
We made a copy of the database as it stood, and then we reran their attack against our database.
In the end, Menzel says notice letters were sent to some 70,000 individuals statewide, informing them that their record was viewed or is very likely to have been viewed. The compromised data varied from voter to voter, but could include names, contact information, or the last four digits of a social security number. Following the attack, the board put new security measures in place, but Menzel says that they remain puzzled as to the goal of the attack. Experts agree that the stolen data could be used for identity fraud. However, none of the voters whose data was compromised have yet filed identity theft complaints with the state attorney general. There is evidence that the hackers may have links to Russia. Here's Kyle Emke of cybersecurity firm Threat Connect.
Several of the IPs were owned by a Russian hosting service.
The Board of Elections has received no indication from the FBI that Russia was involved. Additionally, the board has stated that the attack did not directly affect the November election. The voter information accessed is not linked to state voting systems, and the state database is a backup of county-level data. There's been similar confusion as to the motive behind attacks on email accounts belonging to the Illinois Republican Party. According to a party spokesman, in June 2016, the FBI contacted the party to inform them that their emails may have been compromised. Later that year, some 20 email messages sent to five Illinois GOP addresses appeared on the website dcleaks.com. However, the GOP office says that this leak was unrelated to the earlier FBI investigation, meaning multiple breaches may have taken place. A majority of states allocate less than 2% of their IT budgets to security. That's the case even as more governors are acknowledging the need for improved digital protections. This is according to a report from last year from the National Association of State Chief Information Officers. Brian Nussbaum is a professor focusing on cybersecurity at the State University of New York at Albany, and he says that this lack of resources to handle growing cyber risk is part of what makes state and local governments easy targets compared to federal agencies.
States really don't have that sort of deep well of technical assistance to draw upon.
A spokesperson for Illinois' newly created Department of Innovation and Technology stated in an email that their office is currently finalizing cybersecurity strategies. The office declined to elaborate on the content of those strategies. Nussbaum acknowledges that fiscal constraints, like those in Illinois, can make it difficult to keep data secure. But he warns that there could be stark consequences if hackers were to exploit the systems that regulate the electrical grid or the drinking water supply.
As more and more of it becomes computerized, that's going to be a pretty unsustainable position.
Reporting for Illinois Issues, I'm Jake Smith.